Way to go. Do you remember the cartoon comic strip called Calvin and Hobbes? Calvin is a six-year-old young boy who's has this stuffed toy tiger named Hobbes. And when other people are around, Hobbes is just this stuffed toy that sits on the bed or in the corner on the floor. But when they're alone, when it's just the two of them, Calvin and Hobbes, Hobbes comes alive and he's real and he's Calvin's best friend. And they have all kinds of adventures together. But as soon as someone enters the scene, if mom opens the door or someone comes in, Hobbes reverts back to this lifeless toy again. Can I suggest to you this morning, on this Easter morning of resurrection, that people treat Christianity and Christian belief just like that? In our own private context, we have Jesus, and he's there, and he's with us, and we even treat him as real. He really did rise from the dead. But out there in the real world, out there in the public, suddenly it's not so true anymore. As a matter of fact, it feels rather conspicuously unreal. Out there in the world, the resurrection, it seems to lack any kind of real credibility. It might help you to understand that it's always been this way from the beginning. Christian belief in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ has never, ever, ever been credible to society as a whole. Richard Dawkins, who is one of probably the most famous atheistic writers and influential writers, said when he was in a debate with a Christian scientist, and the Christian scientist brought up the idea of Christ's resurrection, Dawkins said this, "So we come down to the resurrection of Jesus. It's so petty. It's so trivial. It's so local. It's so earthbound. It's so unworthy of the universe," Dawkins said. You know what? That's exactly generally how the world views the resurrection. It has no credibility. Therefore, do you know what happens? I know, because it happens in me sometimes if I'm not careful. In the Christian community, in the believers who are supposedly walking by faith and have embraced that resurrection fully, even the Christians in the church begin to question the relevance of the resurrection itself. Oh, it's Easter today! Yeah, it's that famous holiday when Christ came from the dead. We better talk about Easter today. Oh, we better put on a cantata today. And then when the day's over, for the next 364 days of the year, we tuck it away in its nice, neat little box, and we don't even give it another thought on how it should impact my life on a daily basis. I believe God wants to impress on us today, dear people, that the resurrection, it changes everything. It changes everything. It guarantees our forgiveness with God and with one another. The resurrection, it empowers us to change from the inside out. The resurrection, it gives us hope for the future. And if that isn't enough, the resurrection gives us purpose for living in the present right now, today. It was the Apostle Paul who put some teeth to this understanding of the importance of the resurrection. He says there in 1 Corinthians 15:17, he wrote, "If Christ has not been raised, then our faith is futile." Amen? I don't know about you. You like living in futility? I don't want to live in futility. I don't want to live with unforgiveness in my life. I don't want to, that only means more heartache. I don't want to live with a lack of power to change. And with the resurrection, I don't have to live powerlessly to change. I don't want to live in hopelessness. I mean, what good in the world is that? That we live hopelessly in this life. And I certainly want to know my purpose for living right now, today, in this life. And can I tell you something? By trusting faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, by embracing His death on the cross, and by embracing His resurrection from the dead, it should give you and I, and it does, it gives us the privilege to participate and experience all those things. In Romans chapter 6, Paul the Apostle describes the transformation that comes over a person who openly embraces Jesus Christ dying on the cross and rising in the resurrection. He says this, it's written there, "For if we've been united with Jesus in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over Him. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." You know what? Doesn't matter what the world says about the resurrection. What really matters is what you and I say about it in the depth of our heart and how that influences the way that we therefore then live. What matters is if you and I believe and respond to the very essence of the truth of the living God, that Jesus Christ's death on the cross for your sin and for mine, and what you and I believe about His resurrection and an empty tomb after 3 days. That's all that matters, because that's all that gives you and I new life and hope for eternity. I mean, really. Can I experience forgiveness? I mean, really. Can I experience change on the inside of my life, where all that turmoil and tribulation goes on? Can I have new hope for the future? And can I really find purpose and meaning for living right now, here, today, in 2012? Yes. Yes, you can. Well, what do I have to do? I mean, how can I experience the truth of that resurrection? Well, let's let the Apostle Paul answer that. He makes it very clear. Consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Understand, when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, He broke something. He broke the mastery of sin that rules over our lives. He broke the authority of sin to rule my life. Through His death on the cross, He broke the enslavement to sin once and for all. He gave us victory of new life, and it's demonstrated and it's confirmed by the empty tomb. Therefore, I can live by grace under Jesus Christ, not condemnation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you might ask, well, what about the resurrection? It's just a great confirmation. That stone rolled away. That empty tomb, when the disciples went inside and Mary and the others, the angel sitting there saying, why are you looking here? He's risen from the dead. It's confirmation that there's victory in for my life right now. And when Jesus came back to life, the victory of my new life is demonstrated and literally confirmed by the fact that that tomb is empty. Want to make a trip to Israel? You're going to find an empty grave because the Lord is risen. He's not there. There's victory because that grave is empty. There's victory for you and for me. Paul would say, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. How are you walking today? What kind of life? An old life under bondage and sin and despair and desperation? Are you walking under new life in the victory of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior? Listen, there's nothing on the face of the earth. There's no kind of any kind of God on the face of this earth. There's no other kind of any kind of religion on the face of the earth that can offer you and I newness of life. The Bible says in Psalm 96 that all the gods of this world are worthless idols. Stop running after worthless idols. And the psalmist points all the way back to the beginning for the truth. He said, because the Lord made the heavens. All the gods of this world are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. There's nothing but Jesus Christ who can, and He does, and He will, if you want it, give you victory over everything. Newness of life. You might say, Rich, how do you know for sure? How do you know for sure? And my answer is, because the Lord Jesus, through God the Father, has offered it to me and I have accepted it. And when I accepted it, He's given me forgiveness in my life. He's given me change inside of me. Jesus has changed me from the inside out. How do I know for sure? Because Jesus has given me a new hope for the future. And He has certainly given me purpose for living my life right now. And He wants to do that for you. And He will. If you want it. If you'll let go. And if you'll trust the Lord Jesus Christ for everything in your life. Can I invite you on a journey? Starting Sunday, April 22nd, 2 weeks from today, we're going on a 4-week journey called Experiencing the Resurrected Life. We want to invite you to join us for that. 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings here from now on. We're going to look at what it means to actively experience and live out the truth of the resurrection in our lives. How can I experience life through the resurrection? Come and join us in the next 4 weeks starting April 22nd, and you'll find out, and you can experience it together with us. Can I give you a takeaway today? It's not difficult. It's really quite simple. Here's your takeaway today as you walk out that door in about 2 minutes. The empty tomb, the empty grave, it's the promise of a full life in Jesus Christ for you. The empty tomb, the empty grave, is the promise of a full life for you right now. Let's pray together. Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, Father God, our Father who sent your Son to be the Savior of the world. Holy Spirit of God, who is sent by the Son at the moment of his ascension. We worship you, the God of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we love you, and we call on your name, and we bless you, and we thank you for your faithfulness to bring and offer salvation to us, a hopeless people. Father, we're not like the Richard Dawkins of the world. We have the Word made more certain and sure. We have the promise of eternal life in Christ the Savior. And Lord, we ask for each one of us here this morning that we will fully, openly, without reservation, embrace Him as Savior and Lord. God, do in us what only you can do. Transform us as only you can. Help us to let go of our own strength and our own doing, and help us to trust you implicitly in every aspect of life. Lord Jesus, be high and lifted up in us. Because God, we want to experience forgiveness. We want to experience your change that you bring about. We want to experience the hope of eternal life. And we want to experience purpose for living today, right now, while we have day to live. God, we love you this morning. And Lord, we just confess your name. In the midst of a world who denies you, we confess you. Praise be, glory, and honor to your name, Lord Jesus. And Father, where we're holding back, help us to let go. You're worthy, O Lamb of God, who has come to take away our sin and our burdens. In Jesus' name. Amen. Offering. Aha! Father, thanks for the offering this morning, and thanks for the gifts. And God, would you bless the giver and the gift. God, do with what you want. Empower the gospel to go forth with it. Use it, Father, to bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.